To celebrate our spring membership drive, KBOO is proud to partner with Hopworks Urban Brewery to introduce the British Invasion IPA. Hopworks, an eco brew pub offering sustainable organic beers, will have the British Invasion IPA on tap during our spring membership drive at both hub locations, 2944 Southeast Powell and 3947 North Williams in Portland. You can learn more about what the Hopworks British Invasion IPA means for KBOO at kboo.fm/IPA.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, May 12th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web, and at 1-877-500-5266. The reason I'm giving you that number right now up front is because today, right now up front, you can double the impact of your donation without any extra money out of pocket. An anonymous KBOO member has made an extremely generous offer to match the next $100 in donations called in during Air Cascadia. So you can double the impact of your gift right now. Whoever that is that stood up on behalf of community radio, voices that are extraordinary, voices that are dedicated, informed, committed, voices get the facts, know their rights, take a stand. Won't you do that together with all of us today? It's now's the time. This is your moment. This is your moment. Because we've got a really great show for you this morning, apart from the usual headlines and the weather. And, you know, today I do have an alternative forecast for you, because many people have said, hey, where is that alternative forecast? Well, we do have one, and we'll have that at the end of the show if we've got time for it. But right now, because this is a very special program during our spring membership drive, we are going to be speaking with Jonathan Latham. He's the executive director of the Bioscience Resource Project. This is literally a just in. Moments before we went on the air, I got an email. The gist of it is 10% of Norwegian salmon rivers no longer have any wild salmon populations. And Norwegian wild salmon as a whole have declined by, wait for it, 80% since the 1970s. The disappearance of wild salmon is not limited to Norway, of course. It's a global catastrophe. The explanation is not the standard one of overfishing, or for that matter, of greedy seals and sea lions. It's primarily a consequence of the escape in massive numbers of salmon from fish farms. Well, we're going to be speaking with Jonathan Latham in just a moment. We'll have him on the line. Jonathan, are you with us this morning? Good morning.
Yeah, I am here.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We're delighted to speak with you again. Welcome back to the KBOO airwaves. Here in the Pacific Northwest, of course, salmon is part of certainly indigenous peoples, First Nations, is part of their, not just their primary food supply. This is culture. And it runs a deep, deep vein throughout the region that we live in. So news of this sort is extremely alarming. We fight a constant battle as environmentalists against this type of incident where farmed salmon are released into wild. It's one of those things. It's like GMO crops. Once these things are released into the environment, how do we call them back? What actually, this seems like, am I overreacting this? Can you tell me how critical this news is? Because to me, it seems catastrophic.
It is very bad news. I mean, if you look at whale fish populations of farmed fish, almost in every case, whether you're talking about trout or salmon, their populations are declining. And, you know, those declines probably are basically, you know, you need to draw points between the dates and the populations and see that extinction is not very far away for many of those species.
So we naturally want to know, there's the idea of calling back in, putting the genie back in the bottle. Is there a response? Have agencies responsible for oversight in this area taken? What steps have been taken to address the problem?
Well, I don't think people are taking this issue seriously enough. I mean, it seems like the wild salmon, the farm salmon rather, are escaping from the farms and making it look like there's lots of salmon in the river, or at least a reasonable number of salmon in the river. But if you were to remove those salmon from the populations, you'd see that there were actually very few real wild salmon, and so those populations of wild salmon are being slowly disappearing. Not so slowly, even depending on where you are. They're disappearing, and you can if you stopped farming wild salmon, populations as a whole would keep going down for a while, but hopefully they would recover. And at the moment, so far as we know, it's not too late. But if you continue to farm salmon, and fish farming is becoming more and more common, it's becoming, it's on the increase rather than the decrease. So the number of accidents and accidental releases is likely to go up in future.
Can you briefly, we're in the middle of our membership drive moment, but briefly before we let you go, one of the things that people ask is, why should we be concerned? What is the effect of farmed salmon released into wild populations?
Well, if those populations go extinct, then they're very important for the ecology of those rivers, for example. So the river is not the same river without the salmon in it. It means you can no longer catch wild salmon. It means if wild salmon are no longer with us, then basically we just have the genetic stocks that are in the farms, like cows these days. The only genes that you have available to you if there are new diseases or new stuff happens is the genes that are kept by the inside laboratories and gene banks and whatever. There's no longer a wild population that is independent of us and sustaining itself.
Jonathan, thank you so much for that. Can you give listeners the website, the source where they can go to read up on this a bit more? Because it does, it's an important issue, and one which we here in the Pacific Northwest is certainly is critical for us too to be aware, because we blithely go along, oh, look at that, it's a salmon, isn't it nice, right, it's a great big fat one. Well, yeah, because it's a farmed fish. People don't realize what they're doing to the entire habitat as planet Earth. What's the website?
It's called independentsciencenews.org. So that's all one word except for the .org. So that's independentsciencenews.org.
And thank you so very, very much. I'm very grateful to you at the 11th hour, last minute, to join us on the air to talk about this. My guest has been Jonathan Latham. He's the executive director of the Bioscience Resource Project. And where you want to go is www.independentsciencenews.org to find out more about this. And there are steps which can be taken. Don't wait around for those agencies responsible for this crisis to do anything. They're part of the problem, not the solution. And it is almost time to go to the people who have their finger on the solution. First, before we do that, though, a lot going on downstate in Jordan Cove. The the corporate overseers of everyone's fate down there, and indeed the fate of our coasts, on speaking of salmon, are planning ahead for workers to come in, thousands of workers to come in and upset the entire infrastructure of Coos Bay, and then pull up roots and leave once they've created a terminal which is basically a disaster waiting to happen. So you're going to have thousands of people come in, screw up the community, build this thing, and then vanish. Do they care? No, of course they don't care. Why? Because they don't live in Coos Bay. They won't have to deal with the cleanup. Billy Frank Jr., gone but not forgotten, never equaled. More than 6,000 people attended his at the funeral for Billy Frank Jr., the Nisqually tribal leader who fought for Indian fishing rights, fought for wild salmon in Washington State, and he was an advocate for salmon habitat everywhere. Figured prominently in Northwest fish in demonstrations, the so-called fish, fish force that took place in earlier time, the 60s and 70s, when activism was a bit more active than it is today. Though, gotta say it, there are people who still are out there. You've got to get the facts, know their rights, take a stand. And let me just remind you that we are in membership drive. It's a matching period. You could double the impact of your donation by calling right now. You know, you can't do very much about what other people think except by setting an example. So when you call that number, you're setting an example for everyone in your community to stand up and do what's right. You know it's the right. You know it's right. And you're setting an example for everyone else. Okay, next up, as far as headlines, Republicans see their shot at the big time. Money is flooding in. And right now, money is flooding into the Republicans. Money also is flooding in here, but far more than money, goodwill, high spirits, intelligent talk. We've got Joe Uris. We've got Per Fagren, two superstars of the KBOO universe out there waiting to talk to you a little bit more about how and why you are the difference at KBOO. Are we different? Yes, we are. Why are we different? Because of you.
Yes, we are superstars.
Jay Will.
Wow. Holy smoke. The money that pours into my coffers. No.
Here it comes.
No. The reality is the money pours into KBOO's coffers. It comes from folks just like you listening to this program right now. And the reason why you're doing that is because you know the importance of the kind of production, of the kind of information, of the kind of music, of the kind of things KBOO brings to the community. And it really is important. And that is not nonsense. And we know you know that. What we need is you to join us right now in making your contribution. Every dollar you give right now is matched by another dollar. 877-500-5266. Let me repeat that number because I know I talk too fast. 877-500-5266 or online, KBOO.FM. You do that. You make a contribution. Your life becomes incredibly better. If your desires in life are to be rich and famous, you get that. If your desire is to have lots of lovers, you get that. If you want to be strictly alone, you get that. All that happens when you make a contribution. 877-500-5266.
That's the magic number that opens up the universe to you.
Really?
Well, we want to thank Anita, a renewing member from Vancouver. And we want to thank Dennis, a renewing member from Portland, who increased his monthly contribution. Thank you, Anita and Dennis.
Yeah.
Let
me just repeat the number because it's so important. Give us a call right now, 877-500-5266.
Or 20 Southeast 8th. Come here and see Joe rave and rant and beg for money.
Raving, ranting, and acting crazy. It's all in the interest of progressive politics and great music.
That's right. That's right. And there's so little of it in these days. We need more. We need more stations like KBOO. But unfortunately, we're the only one around here right now, and we need you to keep it going. We are like the little voice in the wilderness. You know, we have this thing with the Ukraine war. The news on the radio has been one-sided. It was very annoying.
877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Call us now. Make the contribution you can afford. It'll be doubled. It's a wonderful opportunity. And keep KBOO alive, growing, thriving, and flowing into your mind.
We've been here for 46 years. From people like you have been contributing money and kept us going all this time. And we can keep doing it.
877-500-5266.
Gandhi said the roots of your destiny are in your beliefs.
Join Prison Pipeline on May 12th for a one-hour special called This I Believe.
We are women sharing deeply held beliefs that guide our lives. We are women incarcerated at Coffee Creek Correctional Facility.
Tune in to Prison Pipeline, May 12th, 6 to 7 p.m.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values since 1987. Wilkin & Company is located at 2435 Southwest 5th Avenue in Portland. Information at 503-225-1359. Or WilkinCPAS.com.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. This KBOO program up next, Locus Focus, has been made possible in part also.